So this is an area that's of great interest to me because it was my entrance ramp to the Ministry of Religious Liberty in the first place. And the bottom line is this: you never want a situation where somebody is compelled to choose between faithfulness to God and being able to feed their families. In this case, like so many others that have come before, essentially pit an employee against his employer, who the employee was simply trying to ensure that he would not be put in a situation where he was forced to make that decision, and was even willing to bend over backwards to accommodate the employer in other areas, working Sundays, working late, working holidays. He wanted to show a good faith effort at getting this resolved. As has so often been the case, many times employers have a flawed basis upon which they want to argue that a person should not be allowed to be guaranteed this accommodation. And by the way, being from New York, can I just brag for a moment that when it comes to handling legal religious accommodation matters, New York is still the gold standard. And I'm happy about that. And I'm still hoping that one day on the federal level, the approach to how religious accommodation is handled will mirror what happens here in New York, because it's very fair and it's very balanced. And it puts people in a situation where, for the most part, if you can accommodate somebody without blowing up your whole universe, then you're compelled to do so. But Hardison is a case that for a long time, I've been praying something would come up to challenge it. We thought this particular case that we're talking about now might have been it. Unfortunately, the court decided not to take it up, but hope springs eternal.